everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home.
And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Today is episode 16, and we are talking about choosing sofas.
Ooh.
I love a good sofa.
We have a lot to say today.
I know. I'm so excited. But first, before we go into choosing a sofa, I want to tell you about my very first sofa.
Oh, and the very first one you can never forget.
That's right. You know, don't forget your first love, mm-hmm. do you?
Or your first sofa.
That's right. And I'm not going to say it was my first love, but it was my first sofa. So we were 22.
Your first love on the first sofa. That's a whole nother. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What? Oh, my goodness. I am just having to fan myself here. Okay, so we were 22. We had just gotten married, and we bought a house, which was a big deal. So we had no money left over to buy any furniture. So you know what's coming now, or maybe you don't. A phone call from my mother.
Bring.
Mama's getting involved.
So she says, Nada. Said, I need to talk to you about
Nada.
That's what she calls me, Nada.
Nada. Oh my! Does she have a strong Southern or some kind of an accent?
She's from Oklahoma.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. That's what she. But she's always in a hurry.
Can I call you that?
No. Okay. So she says, Nada, I need to talk to you about your sofa situation. To which I said, I don't have a sofa. Remember, that is exactly what I am calling about. Your sofa situation. You know, normal people have a sofa. Do you know what they call people that do not have a sofa?
A hobo. There's a name.
A hobo.
A hobo.
You do not have a sofa.
Oh, wait, so you avoided living down by the river in the dirty van, became an engineer, got yourself
so
married
all,
to Kevin,
all you
and you're
have
still
to
a
do.
Hobo?
So all you have to do to be a hobo, let me get this straight, is not have a sofa.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I've been a hobo several times.
So she's like, they are called hobos. And my own daughter is a hobo.
Oh, my gosh.
If your own mother comes to visit, where am I supposed to sit?
Oh,
to which
it's all
I said,
about you, Mama. Okay.
I know. So mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, we have chairs, Mom. She's like, I am not finished, young lady. What if I come with my sisters? Now let's say I bring Faye, Judy Dawn, Glordine, and Betty Lou.
Oh my!
Which are my aunt's names? She said, what if I'm like, Mom? They don't even live nearby. You're not bringing them. This is hypothetical.
Those are really not their names, are they?
No, they really are. My
aunt's. You did make that up.
No, I'm not. This is, you think I'm making
all this up? Steel Magnolias too? Okay.
My family's from Oklahoma. Those are my aunt's names.
All righty.
Yes. So I'm like, so she's like, what if they're all coming? And I'm like, well, you know, we could just sit on my bed and put our pajamas on and pretend like it's one big pajama party. To which my mother said, oh, my Lanta. She's like,
Melanta or Atlanta?
My Lanta. It's oh, my land, which is also oh, my Lanta. She's like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so then she's like, I know. So she's like, you, Anita Jean. She said, you have got to be serious. This is ridiculous. So anyway, she's kind of getting annoyed with me. And then she says the P word. It's coming.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a lot of P words, and there's some we would say and wouldn't say.
And there's no such word as pofa or poach. So I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, she says she's going to pray about it.
That's the
good P word.
That's
okay.
The P word. I was not cooperating, so she was going to pray about it and get this situation taken care of.
Mama, don't pray. Just take your checkbook out and buy me a damn sofa.
I'm sorry. We may not have been able to go on with this podcast because I'm laughing so hard.
Oh my
this gosh. Is so funny.
Yeah. So she, anyway, So she says she's going to pray for me. And so that conversation kind of ends with me going, fine, I'm not going to buy a sofa. And she's like, fine, but you're getting a sofa. And it kind of like was, you know, kind of a you know, we just couldn't quite, you know, come to grips there with an agreement. So a week later, my friend calls me and says, Anita, she says, my mom is getting rid of her sofa and she's giving it to me. But she said, I don't have room for it. So, do you want my sofa?
Oh. And that is how I got it. That P word works. I'm here to tell you the P word works.
Yeah, it did. It did. And that was my first sofa.
Whoa.
Oh, did you like it?
Well, it was rust, brown, and tan Herculon.
Oh,
I think that's
goodness.
All I need to say.
Now, is that like asbestos?
You know what? I actually
found... You could cook on that sofa and it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, not Teflon, but Herculon.
Yeah, I know.
I actually, this morning...
What is that anyway?
That's Teflon's cousin.
I found a picture of it, and I'm going to put it in the show notes so you all can see.
Put it on your blog. Please, Anita.
You have to scan it in and everything?
Yes,
okay, I have to recover from this.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. So, I'm going to start calling you Anita Jean.
Oh, wow. My goodness. I knew I shouldn't have said that.
No, but this is a good tip because usually if my girls ask for something, and then I'm like, okay, here's the credit card. Or now I'm just going to say, I'm going to pray about it, girl.
That's right.
And then, you know, maybe all the clues you wanted will just land on your doorstep.
Well,
that
now,
car
okay.
you wanted.
Now, listen, well, the best thing I've ever gotten in my life, I've prayed about. So there you go.
Well, wow. That's right. Now, it was not the sofa I dreamed about having. But I was no longer a hobo.
Well, and that says a lot.
And yeah, I was worried there for you a little bit.
And
Anita
the steel
Jean.
Magnolias had some place to sit.
Oh, I am so... Okay, now y'all... Okay, there. Great. Great. Now you know my full name. That was a big mistake.
Oh, my. I have a whole new respect for you, Anita Jean.
Oh, no. Okay, really, let's get onto the sofas because I think
must
this has gone
we,
on
seriously?
Too long. Yes, we must. So I think the first thing that you really want to look at when you're picking a sofa is how long it is, mm-hmm. what your requirements are for the length, because mm-hmm. you don't want to get attached to a sofa that's not the right size. So,
and here's what generally happens when you go to look for a sofa. You're looking at the style, you're looking at the fabric, all the fun things. But there is so much work you have to do to find your perfect sofa even before you get there. How are you mm-hmm. going to use the sofa?
Mm-hmm.
How big does it need to be? What kind of a spot are you putting it in your home? You know, what size is it? There's so much you have to do before you get to, oh gosh, I love that style, and boy, that's the fabric I choose.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for me, the criteria is I have an over 6 foot husband that wants to take naps on the sofa, so I've got to get the length right, or it's just mm-hmm. not going to work. Mm-hmm.
And you know, napping is a very important use for a sofa.
It is around here mm-hmm. because he has to nap on the sofa. He cannot nap on the bed. I mm-hmm. don't ask me why. I don't know, but that's just the way it is.
That's too much of a commitment, napping on the bed.
And it's really like sleeping, not napping.
That's not napping.
Well, I think he's too far away from all the action. He's afraid something's going to happen. He's going to miss it. But he's asleep, so what's the difference, right?
But here's the other thing. If you're looking for a sofa that you're going to lay down on, mm-hmm. you also need it to be wide enough.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, those little like narrow sofas that are narrow from the back of the sofa to the front of the seat they're not good to nap on. There's just not enough room to like get comfortable.
Yeah, I think the considerations are, is it going to be a sofa in a family room where there's maybe going to be mm-hmm. Several people at a time or some kids or a napping husband or mm-hmm. some football games being watched, as opposed to a sofa that might be in a more formal living room that may not get the type of use.
Yes.
So, you know, as Yvonne pointed out, you have to really think about how are you going to use it. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things to think about: the height of the back, the mm-hmm, mm-hmm. the width of the arms, the cushions in the fillings in the cushions.
And
so
that a lot of that has to do with comfort, don't you think? I mean, you really have to know your sofa before you get it, because you really want it to be a comfortable sofa.
Yeah, well, you have to know yourself before you know.
Oh,
know
your Kelly. Oh, now we're getting so philosophical.
She's so California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's self-awareness.
And you know, there's. Do you have like show towels in your bathrooms? Like, you know, that you tell your family, do not use those show towels.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work in my house. So okay. I can't have them.
Bobby does know about show towels, but you know, some of us have show sofas and usable
family sofas.
Like, you know, if you have it in a room that you don't use that much or it gets light wear, and there's a big difference between a sofa that you're going to be on every single day, watching TV, reading, talking, playing games, you know, family use as a sofa that is in an area where, you know, you use if you're going to have company or you're going to use if you're going to sit down and read. But that makes a huge difference in the sofas that you pick.
Mm-hmm. So, Anita, for your 6 foot plus husband, what size sofa are you generally looking for?
Well, I just make him go lie down on the sofa in the store, so I don't really know.
He's napping in the store.
But, I think a standard size sofa tends to be about 84 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a smaller space, maybe like an apartment, you're probably going to look for an apartment size sofa, which would be 68 to 72 inches. Mm-hmm. But also when we're talking about size, another point, because this was a big issue when I bought my big red sofa when I was in my Tuscan phase.
That Tuscan phase keeps coming.
Right there with you.
Yvonne and I had the Tuscan phase. It would not fit. Well, we almost could not get it through the front door.
Oh, yeah, so you definitely really have.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful, especially if you have an older house that maybe doesn't have a real wide door, you know, to make sure that sofa's going to fit through there, because that can be a problem. And some sofas, the feet come off, and some of them don't.
Oh, yeah.
Did it have those big rolled arms?
Well, they're not huge, but it does have rolled arms.
Well, remember the chair and a half, too? So it was a big, rolled arms, and then the giant chair and a half. Well, I had a couple of those, yeah. And then the big ottoman that went through, just huge, huge furniture. And the arms taking up so much space. We really struggled getting those into our last house, but they are now gone. I don't have those anymore.
Ooh, good
choice. I had a red sectional that everyone loved so much in my house, and that was one that was got tons of use in the family room. And when the girls were little, I mean, it had a lot of DNA on it, let's just say. And
it was, ouch. I think we had one of those sofas, too, that's no longer with us.
Yeah, it was time for that to go. But it was just so comfortable. And I did buy it in a store, and I had tried it out. And it was really well made and not even that expensive. And it had one of those chaises, which is really a nice thing to think about if you have the room for it and if it's going to be in a room where people are going to be watching television and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the girls would always compete, or you know, because the older one always said, well, that's just my spot because I am, and you know, it was like, move over. And the little one, until she got enough fight in her, she would just scooch over. And so, and then they started to actively compete for it. So I thought, oh, this is brilliant. When that red one goes, I was just hankering for the white sofa. I knew it was going to be a little challenging, but I went for it. And I actually had it custom made at one of those sort of sofa, you know,
fancy
love kind of places that puts together. Well, you know, not super fancy, but you got to pick it and the shape, because my room was, you know, it could be a little bit bigger than the standard. And so I got two chaises next to each other, thinking this was going to solve the problem.
Now, tell me how the configuration went.
Well, I had it made into two separate long cushions, and then it had two regular cushions next to it. And I still have this one. And when we finish the bigger family room here at the house, it will make an appearance again.
Ooh,
and it was
good.
A great idea, except I should have just done one big cushion, because the cushions kept separating and just didn't look good.
That's a good point. Let's talk about the cushions now, because you can get a sofa with three cushions, two or one. What's your what are your thoughts on those?
My favorite is three.
I like three, too.
I think
then there's not somebody in the center.
Yeah.
You don't want the crack.
You fall between the
cracks.
That's right.
You don't want to sit on the crack.
And if you fall in between the crack, it's a horrible thing to try to get out of.
It's true.
And, you know, I think a three cushion really delineates your seating positions. You know, you have one, two, three. You have three seats on the sofa to sit, and they're nice, and they have enough room. That's my favorite.
Well, have you noticed if you have the two cushion one, no one wants to sit in the center? So just ends up being just for two.
Yeah, you are so right. Right now in our family room, we have a two cushion, and we've had three before, but we have a two, and only two people sit there because we just Don't put anybody in the crack.
Okay, so what about Tufts, no Tufts? Any thoughts on those?
I like to go Tuffless because you know, my kids are still sort of little and stuff gets in the Tufts.
They do, yeah. Yeah.
And I just think it's a matter of design. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a matter of, I mean, I think Tufts can look either formal or contemporary, you know, depending on how big the buttons are and how many Tufts mm-hmm. you have. And sometimes they can be absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful look.
Yeah, so I just it's a matter of taste. And again, it's a right. matter of function because I think a sofa is all about function.
Right.
You know, okay. how are you going to use it?
I absolutely, Yvonne. How about this question? Foam or down?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have such an opinion on this
okay,
one.
Okay, tell us.
Well, I have at it.
I have had foam. I have had down. I have had everything. I mm-hmm. even had a sofa that was like memory foam.
Yeah.
And that was pretty interesting. Now now my daughter has it in D.C. on Capitol Hill and in her basement. And it was a really cool sofa, but my absolute favorite, and it's a marriage of two good things, is a down-wrapped foam.
Oh, yes.
That is
my favorite.
My absolute mm-hmm. favorite.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best of both worlds there.
Oh,
yes.
And it's just, it's so nice. And, you know, I just thought when I was looking for a sofa for my living room, that's in my living room, I thought, oh, this is, you know, this is a little more luxurious. But then really, it's pretty firm, and I like a pretty mm-hmm. firm sofa.
But it's cushy and soft too.
Oh, it is, but it holds you up. It doesn't like you're not like I've been on down sofas, just all down, that are so luxurious, but you know, they're just not comfortable to get in and out of because you do mm-hmm. squish down in them. And so definitely a foam core that's wrapped in down.
Okay, next question.
that put that to bed, didn't it?
I yeah. love that one. Well, I mean, I don't think there's any. That's just the way to go, I think.
And they're a little more expensive,
yes.
but this is a place that you spend the money. It's that investment.
It. Yep. Your tushy is worth it. It's so
your
worth
tushy
it.
Is worth it. That's right.
So how about the height of the back? What do you think about that? Because, you know, there's some that have the low back, some that have a real tall back, mm-hmm. some that have a camel back. What's your thought?
Well, I think the really tall back makes you feel like you're sitting on a deacon's bench or something like that. Like just too mm-hmm. high, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't want it too low because then it's sort of pressing into your shoulder blades. To
yeah.
something comfortable, mm-hmm. like right around the neck. So it, you know, if someone did like you know pass out and take a nap, if their head would be caught, but you know.
Hanging over the back of the sofa.
Yeah. And if you're laying on it, you feel like, you know, you're kind of cozied in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. That's not really very precise, but somewhere above your shoulder line, right around where your neck would hit. And obviously that's different for different people. So, you know, I am a big fan of shopping for a sofa in person mm-hmm. if you can. Mm-hmm. I know
yes.
you can do mm-hmm. that online, and I think some of us have had some success with
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I have purchased all my sofas in my lifetime in person,
mm-hmm.
and even the one in the last white one in person, you know, I think I've made some mistakes on that, and I got to try it out.
Yeah.
So online, I think I would be a little nervous. But if it's something yeah. like you've seen it on, you know, some of the major stores and whatnot, mm-hmm. and you've seen it in the store mm-hmm. and you know I'm buying this exact thing, then
but maybe,
I think that's fine.
It seems like a swatch would be a very good idea if you're buying a sofa online. Mm-hmm. And
well,
be
yeah.
sure and read those reviews so you'll know whether it's
that's
a,
that is definitely it. But let me just go back to the height of a sofa.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The lower your sofa, now you don't want it, like you said, you don't want it cutting into your, you know, the middle of your back, your shoulder blades. Mm-hmm. But the lower your sofa back is, it actually makes your ceilings look higher.
Oh,
so
good
if
point.
You have an 8-foot ceiling and you want to make it look a little higher, don't get a real tall backed sofa.
Oh,
it's
good. Yes.
Because it's
great
big
idea.
Enough that it's like an optical illusion.
Well, and I think if you have really tall ceilings, it's the same thing. It may feel too cavernous if you have just a really low backed
mm-hmm.
sofa.
Mm-hmm. Or just at least make it up in its length.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, how about buying a sofa at a thrift store or an estate sale or something like that? I've done that.
You mean yours with, like, yours with the DNA all over it?
Yeah, that one I wouldn't have sold mm-hmm. out. Can I tell you? Okay, let me tell you what I did with that one.
Okay.
I wasn't going to talk about it because it's
you
slightly
fumigated
off.
It first.
Well, this is what. Well,
leech,
yeah. No, it was
leech.
Like. it was like a little scrapbook of my girl's, you know, life. Like, oh, someone did that there, and someone had that for lunch. And
I could still see where they had their lunch.
I know, and you know they're not supposed to eat in any other room except the kitchen, but obviously some people had done that.
Things happen.
Well, I had pulled the sofa out to be, you know, carted away, and I was going to donate it, so the Goodwill people were going to come. And so I pulled it out the French doors to our back patio, and it sat there while I was waiting for the other one to arrive and for the people to come take it away. And I was like, whoa, it fits perfectly. I mean, perfectly on our bricked patio. And at that point I had two chaise lounges and like a little bistro set. And I thought, whoa, like, you know, I mean, I do live in California, but, you know, I'm not going to leave this red thing out there like that in a hobo.
Well, it's going to get wet. It's
something. I thought you were going to say that. Like that. Right? I'm not just leaving this here. But I thought, I am going to strip it, and I'm going to make that an outdoor couch.
Did you?
And I did. I did.
What do you mean you're going to strip it?
What did you do to it?
I cut it open. I pulled all the fabric off. I took the stuffing out. I had the base of it, which was this really nice hardwood. And with the help of a guy who did some handiwork at my house, which is not my husband by the way.
Wouldn't be here either, yeah.
We cut some nice wood, and we put it on and covered the parts that were still exposed, you know, so it was all covered in. I stained it. I did some marine varnish, and I had cushions made.
So it's all just a wood frame now.
Oh, my goodness. Can you send me? Do you still have it?
Yeah, there's a post on my blog about it.
I want to see this. I have like a whole new respect for you.
Yes, we'll definitely put that in the show notes. Oh my goodness.
Wow, I'm so glad I brought it up.
Girl. Well, you know, here's what I think about buying secondhand. It's fine. You certainly can do that. But I think people hold on to their sofas far longer than they should.
Well, because it's a big investment. They're afraid to...
It is a big investment. But do you know the average life of a sofa? 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, because it gets so dirty and you can't clean that. I mean, think of just,
well,
you know,
if you have a slipcover, it's a different.
That definitely is. Mm-hmm. But also, modern day, I mean, foams you get today hold up pretty well. But a lot, it breaks down after time. My mother has a 25-year-old sofa. She wants to reupholster a slipcover. I'm saying, Mom,
yeah,
I mean, you could eat off her floors. I mean, she's so impeccable with everything she does. And I don't get that same clean gene. It's not like I'm so excited
You could eat off our floors because there's food on them.
But I said, Mom, get rid of that sofa. Because after, you know, after a few years, you know, after that many years, I don't want that in my house.
Well, yeah. But, you know, and reupholstering is not cheap either.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's almost like a lost art. And I know we've discussed in the past what people would do or rather do than sew a slipcover and all that. But real reupholstering, you know, you can't really find that many people that do that nowadays. What I did for the sofa in our more formal living room in this house is at my favorite hospital thrift store, I found, you know, what is, you know, in my mind, a Victorian-shaped, you know, you can picture it in your mind, but you might picture it with sort of like a pink shantung fabric or, you know, something like that. This one happened to have some, like, pretty horrible floral fabric, but the shape was amazing, and the legs and the bits of the wood that was showing had this wonderful patina on it, so I bought it. It was like $100, and I knew I was going to have it reupholstered, obviously, and that cost a lot, and it wasn't something you could make a slipcover for, because you have to go within the wood and do the welting and the whole nine yards, but you guys, it is so
I've been down
that. I did it in this like chalkboard black, you know, not totally black, but not gray.
Yes.
Nubby linen.
That
does sound gorgeous.
Speaking of your nubby linen, let's talk about choosing fabrics to go on your sofa. What do you think? What advice do you have?
I am such a big fan of slipcovers. I know that there's some disagreement in our camp.
No, I love slipcovers. Don't we all love slipcovers?
No? Yeah, there is some disagreement.
Talk about fabric, and then we'll slipcover.
Yeah. Oh, that's just your slipcover, honey.
I love slipcovers. I have a lot of very light sofas, and they are just, they're wonderful. I throw mine in the wash. I mean, you have to be very careful that you know how the manufacturer wants you to wash and dry. And if you have to dry clean it, it's really not worth it.
Good point.
Yeah, so if you, I wash it, and I was always told that you put your slip covers on damp, not wet, but you know, you air dry them a little, and then you put them on your sofa, your chair, whatever you're going to put it on.
If it's a snug fit. Well, see, mine, mm-hmm, I made myself, mm-hmm, and mine has some pretty ties on it, so I don't have, mm-hmm, to worry about that, so it just fits
on. No, mine are all, I have a wonderful a lady who does some of my slip covering, and she's just it's artful what she does. Mm-hmm. And she just, that's what she told me, and it depends on the fabric. Now I do have a one from a well-known company that I'm not going to mention because I'm I might not be that pleased with it for another reason, this company, for another reason, but the slip covers are washer dryer, put it on, and they absolutely work that way. Mm-hmm.
Well, the slip covers that I got in the white sectional for our family room, mm-hmm, it's like skinning a cat. Not that I would ever skin a cat, or that I ever have skinned a cat, mm-hmm, and no intention of skinning
Please
a cat.
Please do not call in if you're
cats.
A cat lover.
We like cats. I have a cat.
We love cats.
Yeah, I like cats. But if you were to do something like that.
It's like wrestling a pig to get back on.
Yeah. And then, yes.
We like pigs too.
Wrestling a pig. Right, to get it off the cushion, I mean, when I know I'm going to do it, I'm like, oh, I have to do this. And then I, mm-hmm, take it off and peel it away, and then the cushion springs out, and then you're trying to shove it back in. And then it's a puzzle, because mm-hmm, I did it with these two chaises, so I really made, you know, these problems for myself. But they're just, like, maybe a smidge too tight, you know, mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm, is wrong there. But yeah, it was, yeah, expensive, and I'm not going to redo it, and you know, and it's white, so you know, it needs to be done fairly
often. And then you have to work yourself up to getting to,
yeah.
Oh,
so today's, right, so like, I won't go to the gym on the day that I'm doing that because
there
it's
you
a
go.
Good enough workout.
But you know, I just think that when you get to the point of you're talking about style and you're talking about fabric, you've done a lot of homework before that.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm, you've done.
You should have.
You should have, yes, to get the perfect sofa, like we said. Its function, how it's going to fit in your house, the size, what the, you know, obviously, once you get all of that, and mm-hmm, what kind of cushions you're getting, and what is with the construction of it, that's when you can get into, hey, what kind of fabric do I like?
And do we want to talk about solids versus patterns now?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Mm-hmm. There's one kind of sofa that I will not buy.
And
I
what
will
is that?
Not buy a brown leather sofa.
I had one at one time.
I know, but I'm not talking about like the really pretty sleek ones. I'm talking about the ones that, you know, have like the leather headrest and they're big.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, a designer once told me this, and all it just stuck in my head, and this is just me, that she said, why do people buy these big brown leather, or you know, leatherette sofas, analgahyde sofas, because when you put it in your room, it looks like a big brown turd. And I don't use
you
the
did
T
not
word.
Just say that.
I know.
Ew.
I don't use the T word. I use poo. But
okay.
And so whenever I see these sofas,
oh my gosh,
that's all I think
I'm
about.
Sorry, I'm a little beklempt now.
Oh my lord!
But think about it.
Well,
you've got
I had
to be that careful because
well, I'm not
going to
be able to stop thinking about it, am I?
Now, because I had a leather, mm-hmm, sofa for a while, mm-hmm, but you know, my mistake I made. Well, and I'm not going. I don't even think I can picture it now. but I ordered it online, and you know, each sofa is different, obviously. So they really couldn't give me a swatch. And when it showed up, it was really way too orange.
Oh.
So I would never buy a leather, yeah, sofa online again, ever.
And they're beautiful, but you have to, yeah, watch, because that is a big piece of furniture you're putting in a room. That's,
yeah, I think you have
the
to
biggest
watch the
piece of furniture.
So I think leather, I mean, let me just state this, because I think you can do leather in a room and it can be beautiful.
Beautiful.
But be careful, mm-hmm, about the lines of the sofa, and be, mm-hmm, very
like
careful about the color of the.
Like a Chesterfield.
Yes, yes, yes. But I'm talking about the kind that, you know, are definitely built for comfort with the big roll in. Mm-hmm. Big rolled
so
headrest.
So just be careful.
Yeah,
when you're
it's,
picking
I
out
think you're
a
talking about
sofa.
Ones that are almost like a Lazy Boy for sofa kind of look. Like the
well,
big...
we're not bashing Lazy Boy, because Lazy Boy is, no, really has some beautiful things.
Well,
but
know,
I understand
not Lazy
what you're
Boy,
saying.
But mm-hmm, yes, like recliners,
there's some beautiful
recliners.
Ones of Lazy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
we should. Yes. Well, so, we're just saying some of them. Yeah. Okay. We got it.
Let me ask you another question, if I can't. What about sleeper sofas?
Did you see the Elaine episode on Seinfeld where she slept on the sleeper sofa?
No, and her back no.
Was, you know, so, oh, she was just crying. Her back was, she yeah. needed traction or something. Her back yeah. was so bad.
I've never yeah, met a sleeper great. Sofa that I liked. I mean, to lay down on it. We actually had one in our past house because we just had so much. Our house is like, you know, family central. They all come to me, which I love. And we got one because we just needed more space to have people sleep. And, you know, everybody sort of was vying not to be on that sofa.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they're sort of necessary sometimes and practical. And, you know, maybe mm-hmm. your guest shouldn't stay that long anyway. So it's fine.
Like one night?
Like one night's good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're coming to a close here. Does anyone want to talk about solids versus patterns on a sofa?
Solids. I say solids.
Solids. Something neutral. And then you yeah. can jazz it up with your pillows or a throw. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. you're going to live with it for a while, at least 7 years, right? Mm-hmm.
At yeah, least 7 years, yes. Yeah. Some people 25 or 26. Ooh. But yeah, at least 7. So definitely, I mean, I think solids look the best and more of a neutral, lighter.
And I think the thing with the pattern is it's not just that you might get bored with the pattern, mm-hmm. but sometimes those patterns are just very trendy, and then 5 years down the road, your sofa looks so dated yeah, because you went with a trendy pattern.
And, you know, we just did a podcast. The last podcast we did was on mixing patterns. And when you've got something that big in a room that is a pattern, it can be difficult to work around and mix.
Oh, well, that's true, because I did have my floral purple sofa, one of the many sofas I've had, and it was almost impossible to find chairs that went with mm-hmm. that pattern.
That's the one that you slip covered in a purple velvet, right?
The purple velvet. And, mm-hmm. you know, my current sofa is actually a red corduroy sofa that I slip covered in the white linen, so.
You covered wow. a red corduroy sofa in,
yes,
in white
yes.
linen.
Yes.
Did you have to line the linen?
No, but it was tufted, so I stuffed little bits of stuffing in every little tuft, you know.
Aren't it's you just, a smart girl?
Yeah, wow. Well. And then I had to do some layers of batting or whatever on
yes,
the back
yeah.
of the sofa to cover up all the, you know, the waves on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You blow me away, Anita.
I know.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to have to lay down my DIY chops. You girls are amazing.
Yay. Okay. I was impressed with me taking one apart. You actually made
yeah,
like a
no
whole
no kidding.
New one. Okay, well. Kudos to you, girls. All
right. You go, girl,
well,
right?
Lots to remember about buying a sofa, choosing a mm-hmm. sofa. And we'd also want you to remember that we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time. Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.